interpretation of Dr. Meyer's personality lifelong coacher. So there are three levels: the children, the adults, and the intellects. Children hope to learn who they truly are. They're in a learning phase. Adults hope to express who they are, so they feel that they've accomplished something and they're fighting to express it. And intellectuals are the people who are dominant over the adults and the children. And real people, the option two, consider who they really are as giving hope and restoring mutual belief in others. So they're standing in a place where the only thing they're concerned with is giving hope and restoring belief in others. So there are three concentration camps in option one. The first concentration camp is the child and the childish mind, where it is still naive in its illusions and being able to grow in the zeitgeist. They don't really understand what they're growing in. They're just staying in a place of indecision. And in this place, instead of growing as a real person or growing into a grown-up in concentration camp two, they're just there. And if anyone pokes at them just being there, they will punish that person by continuing not to grow, withdrawing their love from you, resisting going along, up to the point of committing suicide or being bulimic. They will punish a person who pokes their lack of growth. The second concentration camp is the grown-up mind, where they are competing to be the best carbon copy of the zeitgeist. They're competing to be looked at as the best, and anybody who gets in the way of them climbing that ladder of being the best version of the zeitgeist, they will use everything they have, all their tricks, to up to the point of murder, to keep someone from exposing them and their unconsciousness and their lack of growth, and to keep themselves from being stressed out or disturbed by the other person exposing their weaknesses or their lack of growth. And then concentration cap three is the intellectual mind, where it is feeling it is sophisticated and overpowering the other two concentration camps. It feels like it's above everybody else, and it will keep this agenda going to the point of actually having wars to control the grown-ups and the children, rather than having an actual conversation with them. They're into repressing people they can't control. So if we are going to go along with their plans, they'll bring us into the fold. They'll develop as leaders that are carrying out their agendas. But if we become too revolutionary, too much of a revolution going on, they will suppress us. They will go to the extent of killing us off, mass wars, rather than confronting us and coming to the table to have a good dialogue with us. And because they believe that if they destroy a revolution, they will come to power in the new world disorder, rather than having somebody else compete with them for this power place. And the coacher. So the coacher is a tool in which we can get out of being stuck in our concentration camps. So the first eight steps guide us out of what is keeping us stuck. So whether it be selfish tendencies, whether it be withdrawing love tendencies, these eight steps are going to guide us out of our degenerative evolution and being constantly stuck and just going deeper and deeper into this hole of these concentration camps. So there are eight steps to get us out, and then eight steps to build us up as true, like true self. There are eight steps to get us back in alignment with our true self and being whole again. And these are done in a playfully interactive and informative way, focusing on being free of them. An appropriate analogy: your internal disalignment with your spine, the core of your being, the core of your structure, is manifested as an external. So based on where you're stuck, in your concentration camps at, and your option one will become manifest in your spine. And so we can tell where your traumatic unresolved problems are based on where your physical spine is out of alignment. The desire for concentration camp freedom demands a desirable perspective beyond option one. People who want freedom are desiring something other than just climbing the corporate ladder, than just personal mastery of my own good and promoting myself in the concentration camps. These people are usually at their wit's end and lacking orientation or life meaning. The human system is designed to keep us pursuing concentration camps rather than option two. And if we keep pursuing concentration camps, we're headed towards human catastrophe and the point of no return. To be qualified to use the culture as a system, you have to be choosing to step in to option two. We will provide you through the culture system exactly what you need based on your score to create a system that you become the fully realized self as an option two. But as long as you are not choosing to use what we provide you, you're going to go back to option one, which is always available for you. All the tools in option one are just hype tools. There's nothing as specific as what we can provide you using this system to help personally guide you out of where you are, you yourself are, using tools specific to you. Nothing else is available for us to get us into option two. Everything else is just hype.